Okay, folks, I know what time it is in New York, Serena. I hear you. We're going to go to a vote on this. Teresa, to address your concern, if we do not extend time, I would suggest that that matter will be taken up in 2 weeks and that perhaps, I don't know what the personnel schedule is. I have no clue what's going on with interviews, but perhaps that they should be conducted after the next meeting in 2 weeks, if that's the case.
Madam Chair, seems to me like we're on the vote for the postponement, and you know, after we get through with that, then it would be appropriate to consider whatever y'all are going to consider. But we're on that motion.
I agree. Richard is correct. So, Teresa, so what we'll do is we will go ahead and take the vote on the postponement and main motion or not, and then we'll go ahead and see if people want to extend long enough to consider the other item, okay? All right, thank you. So the motion on the floor is from Lydia Brazon to postpone consideration of the main motion, which is to schedule the in-person P&D meeting for October in Houston, Texas. If you support voting consideration of the main motion until our continuation meeting in 2 weeks, then vote yes. If you do not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Yes. Brazon?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Oh, you're there. Okay, yes. Allen?
Pass.
Yes. Eleanor Henschel. Uzel, I'm going to pass also. Burden. Carolyn, I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Coleman. Janet, can't hear you. Can't hear you, Janet. Roberts?
Sorry, I was muted. Is this yes to postpone? Is this Lydia's motion? Yes?
Yes.
I vote no.
No, okay. Roberts?
Yes.
That was a yes, I think. Saba? Manage? Can't hear you, Manage. Ray?
Yes.
Yes. Edward Seekert?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
No? Okay. Siegel Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Allen passed.
Are we back to Allen?
Yep.
Allen says yes.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to abstain. Okay. Ten.
Four, no.
Four. One, I think. 10-4-1.
Motion to adjourn. Madam Chair, may I be recognized? Madam
Summer?
Chair.
She must have fallen asleep.
Teresa, may I be recognized?
She's asleep.
Summer.
I'm sorry, I'm right here.
I think that means.
I'm right here.
Chair,
may I be recognized?
Okay. Okay,
what is the final vote, please?
10-4-1, yes. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I'm sorry. No, but hold on. Before we have the motion.
Wait a minute. The chair asked me what the vote was, and that doesn't mean somebody can slip in a motion to adjourn.
No, of course not, because we weren't recognized. Folks,
let me give you the vote. I second the motion to adjourn.
I put it.
Let me give you the vote. My little job. Thank you. 4-1 is the vote. Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
So the motion carries on that item, and I had said that I would recognize Teresa following that vote so she could put forward her motion to continue. So that you can't just, it just doesn't work that way. Flip it. If you haven't been recognized, you haven't been recognized. Teresa, you're recognized. Go ahead and make your motion.
Madam Chair, I move to add continue for 10 minutes to address the motion from the personnel regarding the fact that we can tell the candidates how much the salary range is for the ED position.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Benito.
Yes.
Second.
Point of inquiry.
Yes. Go ahead.
Are we going to a vote?
Are you recognizing me, Summer?
Thanks. When would it be appropriate to move to adjourn?
Immediately following the vote on this, because if it doesn't succeed, automatically adjourn immediately. You won't even need to move to adjourn if the motion to extend fails. Obviously, there's opposition to the motion to extend from certain members. Mr. Secretary, please simply call the roll quickly if you want to extend 10 more minutes to consider ED compensation and disclosure to the candidates. Vote yes. If you do not, vote no. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll.
Okay. Gordon? Carolyn? Can't hear you. Carolyn? Can't hear you. Coleman?
I'm sorry, repeat that again. I'm voting yes to extend, yes.
Yes. Yes, 16. Roberts?
No.
Was that a pass?
It's an N-O.
A no.
I'm going to watch the office notice.
Wait a minute. Hey, whoa. What was that? Serene, what'd you vote? No?
Yes.
N-O,
no. N-O,
no. No. Okay. Saba? Monica, you there? Getting late in New York. I know, folks. I'm sorry. Gray?
I'll vote yes.
Yes. Okay. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
I don't know how to vote. That's the truth.
what do you
vote? I fell asleep.
It's a new day. Yeah, what's your vote?
Abstain. I don't know what I'm voting for. I fell asleep.
Okay. Norman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Brazan. Lydia? Can't hear you. Lydia.
Wake up, Lydia.
We're losing, folks. Frumshow.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
I vote no.
No? Okay. Alan?
Hello?
Who's that?
Did you get my vote?
I don't know. Who is that?
Medina.
I got you. No.
Okay. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Alan says yes.
Alan says yes. Hitchell, did you wake up? Okay, he still says yes. Left you guys out of there. Edward Steger?
No.
No.
Yes. Mr. Secretary, this is to adjourn, is it?
No. To extend 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
No. Say no.
You want to change yours to no?
Yes, say no. I want to sleep.
Okay. That's it down for no. Rosenberg?
Oh, I guess yes.
Siegel Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, has anybody just woke up and wondering if they're going to vote?
Gordon, I'm sorry you missed the call. Gordon votes yes.
Who is that? Burden?
Cowan. Burden votes yes.
Sorry to wake you.
No, I'm wide awake. You know, you can just keep right on going.
Okay. One. Nine to four. Madam Chair?
It's 9-4 to continue.
9-4-1.
To do what?
Okay. We continue for 10 minutes. This is to consider the motion. The motion of relative compensation.
Stack.
Margie for the stack.
Stack. Who's that?
One point of information.
Wait a minute. We got to get the motion put on.
Let me let somebody read the motion who's from the personnel committee. John, you want to do this? Okay. Somebody else from the personnel committee want to do this? Somebody want to promote this motion? Read it.
Yes, the question, the motion from the personnel committee is to allow the personnel committee to inform finalists of the salary range of $85,000 to $110,000.
I have a point of information.
Thank you. Just point of information. Want to motivate that?
Should I motivate? Yes. People are already asking when they were informed what the salary range is. They're also asking when the schedule is going to be, so I can at least tell them half of the information they were requesting by saying, this is the salary range. Please let us know if you are continuing to have an interest in applying for this position, and then that will let us know something more about our candidate pool.
Thank
you. So that's why it would be very important to get at least this passed and then let them know that a decision will be made in 2 weeks about the interview dates and procedures.
Brian, the point of information?
Okay, let me take Serene's point of information first and then Brian's. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a point of order, but I thought we amended the agenda so that instead of 10 minutes for this item, it was going to be 20 minutes and include a report. So I don't understand how we got to the if my recollection is correct, because it's now been 4 hours. If that is correct, how did we get to the point where we're looking at one item of what was a two-part thing?
Because we're well past time and the other member moved to extend 10 minutes and there's only an item on the agenda and she was specific that she get to that item within the personnel committee report. So that's how we got here. And it says on the agenda item, John, just to correct it, it says 90,000 to 110. So I presume it's what's on the written thing or is it different? Is it 85? Just so we're clear for the
Oh, the faintest ink is better than the strongest memory. If that's what it's written, that is correct.
Okay, I was just looking at the question. All right, Brian, you have...
Yeah, have we actually set the salary range, or are you asking us to both set it and inform the candidates?
I believe that the salary range was set, and all I'm doing is asking to report to the candidates what the salary range is.
When was it set?
At one of our earlier meetings.
Not any meeting I attended.
All right.
Okay.
Does anybody else know?
I can't
point
say that I recall... I can't say that I recall us voting on a salary range for ED. I obviously would have recused myself from such a vote, but I don't recall having recused myself for such a vote. Is it possible the personnel committee took a vote on this matter, John?
Information. I think what John is referring to is the earlier configuration of the personnel committee voted on this salary range. There had already been dispersal of advertising and so forth. Am I correct? I mean, some of this work was begun by an earlier committee.
I think that you are absolutely right, and that I'm sorry I am not at the computer now, so I can't look at that information, and I believe that that's accurate, basically, what you said.
That makes some sense.
Right.
Okay. And
information.
Richard had a point of information. Go ahead, Richard.
I think that was already approved, but wouldn't this, approving this motion, wouldn't it, whatever those fancy word is, de facto approve the numbers? If we approve this, we
right.
approve those numbers.
That's my question.
It would if they hadn't been previously approved. I mean, this would end up being your final motion.
Brian for staff.
And so
okay.
point of information.
Go ahead, Serene. What is it?
Okay. Here's what I'd like to express, and I'm not sure if I need to make a motion in order to do it, but I've listened to portions of two of this committee's meetings, and it's unclear to me that the committee is fully aware of what work was done by the previous committee and what work wasn't done, or the process by which they're moving. And I believe it would be a better thing for us to get a report of what this committee has done before we take any votes on anything coming out of the committee, and I'm wondering what's the best way to respectfully express that.
Teresa for the stack.
Thank you. Okay. I have Brian and then Teresa. Go ahead, Brian.
I would like to amend the motion so that we inform candidates that the salary range is $70,000 to $110,000. I think given our financial constraints, we should leave ourselves more flexibility on the floor, on the chance we get someone who doesn't have a lot of experience, but we do see potential in. We don't want to box ourselves into a minimum of $90,000 in salary.
Tracy said a stack.
And Benito.
I would second that motion.
I'm sorry, first, was there a second to Brian's motion?
Yes.
Okay, I have a point of order here. You cannot discuss the salary with a candidate present on the call, number one. Guys, I think you're all half asleep, and so you're saying silly things. So, first of all, this needs to stop. Secondly, because you're basically, you know, doing this way out of any sort of sane policies type of thing. The second thing is we already had this conversation regarding the CFO salary, and some very specific things were set regarding professional level salaries. So to reverse and say exactly the opposite thing a couple of months later about a position that is higher ranked within the organization is utterly bizarre. So if we're not capable of having a conversation on sane parameters, which we may not be because it's very late, then I am going to move to postpone this as well until the next meeting where it will be the first thing on the agenda. Because this is not the right way to do this. And we're getting into some real trouble.
You're making a motion?
I can't make a motion off a point of order technically, but yes, I'm
making a motion. So, Madam Chair, I'm next on...
Because this is kind of like watching a train wreck. It's really not okay.
Madam Chair, this is Teresa. I'm on the next deck, and that was not a motion.
Hey, Tracy, if you want to be acknowledged again, I'm happy to do that one.
I won't make a motion. It's an observation that this board has been operating like a train wreck for 4 hours, and it's really depressing to watch.
Madam Chair,
Richard to the stack.
Okay,
Margie to the stack.
Teresa's next, and then Richard, and then Margie. Go ahead.
I was on the stack as well.
I believe I'm next on the stack. Madam Chair,
yeah.
I encourage everybody to say no to Brian Edwards Teekert's motion. I was on the personnel committee before, and I'm on the personnel committee now, on the search committee now. I cannot remember exactly off the top of my head whether this was discussed, the salaries were discussed in executive session, but it makes sense that it would have been. What we have now is the salary range is not unreasonable. The motion is to please let us tell these candidates what the salary range is so they can say yes or no and so we can get them interviewed. So I please say no to T. Kurt's amendment and please say yes to my motion so we can so that the search committee can do their business. And I have to say, you know, to suggest that at this point that there is something evil or malicious or incompetent about the way we're conducting business is just not true. I'm just so sorry that we even had to vote on this. I think it should have been a logical thing that we should have told these people at the very beginning. It should have been posted when we did the announcement of the position. And we all should know. We all know. I think we all know what the salary range is. So why we're getting into that conversation now, I do not know. Thank you.
I have a point of order. This is Brian.
Sure, Brian.
Am I correct, based on Tracy's comments, that a candidate for the position is on the call, is on the board and on the call right now?
I didn't know that that was...
It's a yes or no. I don't need anyone to out themselves.
I believe that is fairly widely known to be a yes.
Okay. Well, then my point of order is that a discussion of the salary range for that position has to be held without that person on the call. It has to be in a closed session without the job candidate participating or listening to find out what positions other people take.
That's fine.
Point of information, is it not clear that my original motion did not even include the salary range?
The original motion included salary range, the one that's on the... May I also make a point of information for everyone, Brian, to clarify? We're still streaming. This is an open Zoom call. Every candidate for the position can listen right now.
Madam,
every single
Madam Chair, I'd like to make,
Madam Chair, point of information.
Go ahead, John Crumcho with the point of information, then Richard Ezell. Go ahead, John.
This information has been available in public stream and also on published agendas.
Mm-hmm.
The motion that the personnel committee made has been open and available to the public.
Okay.
Tracy for the stack.
Yeah.
Margie for the stack.
Yeah, I've been waiting for some time.
I'm on the stack.
Folks, I'm going to Richard, and then I'm going to, and I had Margie and Benito, and I think I've gotten your order messed up. Okay, but Richard, you're next.
Okay, I appreciate what you're saying about you need to talk to these people about it. My motion is to strike the number. Just say, you know, give them the salary. And if in the meantime you folks can figure out what the hell that is, but just strike the number from this motion. That's my amendment. And then if you can go on and do what it says. You can tell them what the salary is.
Excuse me, I don't understand what you're asking, Richard. What is that?
This is
strike the number.
Take that number out. Strike means take it out. The number is at 90 to 110 or whatever it's going to be. Just take that number out altogether and just say you're going to tell them the salary.
Got it.
If I
you don't need that number.
Well, Richard, that defeats the purpose of this motion to tell people because we ran into this with the CFO. We need to tell people the amount. I think that's one lesson that we
can
apply.
No, if you tell them the salary, you're telling them that number.
That's right.
Isn't that what you want?
He wants the committee to set the salary.
There is a salary out there. Are y'all trying to set the salary? Is that what's going on?
No.
I just want to be able to tell people what it is. Officially tell them what the salary is.
Well,
Excuse me, tell them the salary.
You just don't have to. In this motion, doesn't have to have that number. You're saying tell them the salary. And then your motion say tell them the salary. I'm sorry.
Gentlemen. If I may step in here for a moment, as a person that has to sign returns, one should be aware that nonprofit law, one of the questions the IRS asks you is, as your board, do you set the salary range? Do you use things like comparability data? There's an expectation of nonprofit boards to actually ascertain what you're supposed to pay people and that you do it in some objective fashion and that that is set by the board. If the board decides to take a vote and say this data will be, and this decision will be made by the personnel committee, that's delegating a function of the board to a committee, which is perfectly acceptable. But I do have to say that, I mean, there are objective criteria and standards about what the reasonable pay range is for any given job. And the government asks you if you approach these situations in that manner, that in fact you look at what in normal organizations would be your highest paid position, and that you actually figure out what is the appropriate salary.
Point of information. Do it objectively.
So I'm just saying you do have to come to a decision as to what that is. It can be done by the board. It can be done by a committee of the board if that's been delegated. So not to get into what the particulars are, but there are objective criteria expected to be adhered to by the board in determining what this is. Go ahead, Richard.
Point of information. Hasn't that range already been established?
Yeah.
Don't we know what that is?
When?
Okay. If you say, but we're disagreeing. Some people say it's 85. Somebody can say it's 90. But, you know, it is this or whatever it is. Whatever it is, it's been established. It is somewhere. That number is somewhere correct. And all this would do is take that number out of this motion, and the motion would read the annual ED salary range to the applicant.
You don't
have to put that number in this motion.
Yes.
If you're going to tell them the salary range.
Right. We just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I understand.
Tell them what the salary range is.
Tracy, with a point of order.
Go ahead,
I know that we all want to go to bed, so I'm going to suggest that the personnel committee is perfectly within its rights and, in fact, its obligations to inform candidates what the previous permanent executive director was paid. And I would suggest that the personnel committee do so, and that be the end of the matter for now.
Point of order. I made a motion to amend this motion we're considering, and that motion is to strike the 90 to 110,000. Strike it out. All
okay. Brian made a motion also to reduce the salary range down to 70.
Well, it would strike his number too. It strikes his number.
And, Summer. I also made a point of order that you never ruled on, which is that if we're going to vote on the salary range, any candidates for that position need to be absent from the call if they're board members, and that means it needs to be held in closed session without them.
Well, that would be fine, but I point out again, we're in open session. I don't really need to make a ruling on. I mean, if you all end up getting this into closed session, fine. I will obviously recuse myself from any number of things.
Chair, would you recognize the motion?
I'm trying to deal procedurally, but yes, I recognize your motion. I need to see. Did you have a second on it? Who is your second?
Well, you have to rule on the point of order.
I'm asking if...
Is your point of order, Brian, that I recuse myself from this open session or that this entire matter belongs in closed session?
If there are any candidates who are on this board, this belongs in closed session with them off the call.
To decide on the salary range?
Yes.
Is that the underlying issue?
Yes.
Is it your intention salary range?
That's state law for dealing with compensation of board members.
I'm sorry, what about state law?
It's state law regarding interested party transactions, fixing compensation of board members and officers.
I'm not involved with the transaction here, Brian. I'm the one that I articulated everything about independent board members for the tax return. I'm fully aware of what the law is on that. I also will re-articulate the fact that we are in an open stream, so I can hang up right now and listen to this on the computer, and we'll have the exact same situation. The real issue is, has the salary actually been set?
Right.
That seems to be an underlying point of confusion here, which is, did the personnel committee in fact set a salary range, $90,000 to $110,000, or did they not? I'm going to make a ruling here, which is, we do not have sufficient underlying data to know whether the decision has already been made or not. Because if it's already been made, then this is a completely moot point. You all just need to vote on whether or not you're going to disclose it to the candidate. If it hasn't been made, then that needs to be dealt with. John Crumshow, can you come back by the meeting in 2 weeks and tell us, consulting with the prior chair and the records of the personnel committee, as to whether or not a vote was taken to set a salary range for the ED position? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, I think that will help to truncate some of the confusion, because we now have multiple motions flying around, but some of them I think are being motivated by not being sure as to whether or not this is already a decided issue, okay? And that needs to be ascertained. If it needs to be further chewed up and et cetera, then I will give some consideration between now and next meeting as to whether that has to occur in closed session. But it would be very helpful to know whether the personnel committee has already spent time to determine this salary range. And if that is the case, then that's been done, and anything else will be a substitute motion, and that's fine. Brian, you have a motion on the floor, so we can come back to these. But I feel
that if you would recognize me, I'll make a motion to postpone.
Thank you, Richard. You're recognized.
You know, excuse me. I'm sorry. So I've been trying to speak for at least a half hour on this.
You have. You know what? I'm sorry. He's right. Benito, please, go ahead. You never got a chance to speak, and that's unfair.
Yeah, basically, I just have a question, and I'm not even going to ask for an answer right now, but if we can support what Summer just said, then maybe we can come back next time with some full information. But what I would say is that part of the I'm not making a motion.
Please let Benito speak. Please let Benito speak. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, I'm just trying to suggest that some of us don't have the slightest idea of what occurred, and Summer is speaking to that. I think that we need to know not only what salary range was set, but by whom. And we need to consider whether the personnel committee has the authority or was given the authority to make that decision or not. And I would also ask that the personnel committee tell us, or rather compare, the salary ranges for the CFO to the ED, because I think that, we need to compare those amounts.
Thank you. So my ruling is that we have insufficient data to proceed at this point, and that we will postpone until next meeting, and the request of the personnel to come back with a report as to whether or not this has already been voted upon by the personnel committee. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Good night, everyone. It's 1 in the morning.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Good night, everybody.